Hey guys, welcome to another episode of Two Bros, One Flick. Andy and Sam here, as always.
What's up, guys?
And we've got an interesting, I'd say, kind of different review, just because we don't watch too many anime that, you know, these movies, we kind of stick to Ghibli films for animation.
Yes.
But this time, we went out on a limb, and I found this one movie that's out on Blu-ray in the States, distributed by Warner Brothers, called Berserk. And if you want to know the whole title, it's called Berserk, The Golden Age Arc, The Egg of the King.
Yeah.
That's a long title, but essentially...
That's two hyphens.
It's two hyphens, yeah. Oh, my God. We need three.
Yeah.
What essentially it is it's a anime movie based on a popular manga that came out in 1990 called Berserk. And it's about this one guy who is basically really adept at this with this gigantic sword and kind of like a medieval Europe setting,
okay.
I would say.
Yeah.
And it's definitely got that feeling about it at least being medieval, don't you think?
Definitely. I mean, they have like knights and the whole like highborn structure.
Yeah. So that's what it's starting out as. And the reason why the title is so long is because for its basically, I think, anniversary series, these guys decided to make a trilogy movie off of one story arc in the manga, which is still continuing. So the Golden Age arc is essentially the first major arc of the movie, of the series, and that kind of sets up the series for the rest of the manga series, actually.
Okay.
So the first one, Golden Age arc, is the Egg of the King, and about how he winds up starting off as a mercenary.
Yeah.
And joining kind of like a troop of mercenaries with a guy
like named... Like a super badass troop of mercenaries.
I guess we should tell the guy's character, main character's name is Guts.
Is that his name in the manga too?
His name is Guts. Yeah.
Okay.
Except it's like Guts. Guts.
Great.
Right? Great. They always do that. And then the other guy, his friend in this movie,
their buddies.
Named Griffith.
Yeah.
Ends up being his arch rival throughout the series.
Yeah.
And when you watch this movie, you might think that you're missing something or it gets right into the action, and it's because it does. The first 14, I think the first, it's like the first like 10 or 14 volumes of the manga actually aren't part of this series.
Oh,
so the Golden Age arc is the first major arc, but it sets up... You already know Guts' character in the manga series before he even joins the Band of the Hawk.
Yeah, like he's kind of a badass. And
exactly.
Has crazy dreams.
And they said, they allude to that in this movie,
yeah,
but it goes
back.
So if you had seen, if you read the manga, you would know exactly what those dreams probably mean.
Yeah.
We have not read the manga, obviously.
It just seems like... It kind of reminded me of Afro Samurai.
Yeah,
it's probably one of those things where like some badass...
Maybe one day it'll
be
explained in the movies,
too. Yeah,
because
we
haven't seen the two movies afterwards.
Yeah.
They're still not released on Blu-ray yet in the States.
Is the third one even released yet?
No, the third one is completed, but it's not released until January in Japan.
Oh, that's right. Sorry.
So we probably won't see that until the summer.
Yeah.
But... yeah, it's a medieval fighting thing. A mercenary joins a band of a larger band of mercenaries, kind of befriends this one guy, Griffith,
who looks super, super feminine. He looks like Celine Dion.
Oh, my God. With pure white hair because he's a pure soul.
Yeah.
That really bothered me, but we'll get into that in a little bit. But this Griffith guy obviously has big aspirations.
Yeah, he's kind of like not megalomaniacal. He's not megalomaniacal, but he's just kind of like, he has like that super big pie in the sky pipe dream thing going on. And he's gonna reach it. Like, he has the ambition to reach it.
He has the ambition, and he has something with him that basically is one of the keys for his ambition.
Yeah.
Which is the egg. And you guys will find out about that later on
in
the movie if you choose to watch it.
Yeah.
I guess I'll let you go, Sam, and talk about what you really liked, and maybe talk about, because you and I aren't like typical anime fans where we don't know. We've seen a fair amount, but we are by no means experts.
No.
But maybe we'll talk about what you liked, what I liked, and then if we agree or disagree with some of the anime geeks out there.
Okay. Well, what I really liked... I think there's going to be already a disagreement point with a lot of the fans.
Yeah.
I really like the way the movie was animated.
Oh, yeah.
I know a lot of stuff was CGI.
I'd say majority of it.
CGI, like, you know, Star Wars, when they're, like, weird, creepy, things running around that look completely out of place. Mm-hmm. All of the entire movie is just cel-shaded for the most part. That's the kind of vibe they're going for. So if you played, like, The Wind Waker or something like that, that's the kind of look of the movie. So I like the animation a lot just because it made it seem kind of modern, but also just entertaining. Without being, I don't know how you would explain it, without being like really cheesy. Without being like a Star Warsy thing where it's obvious and silly looking. Because that's what a lot of the fans were complaining about. Like
the CGI makes it look like not like an animation. I was really afraid about that too. Because, you know, I didn't watch this movie before I suggested it. So I was afraid that it was going to suck ass. And, you know, at least the animation was solid. And I would say that I really enjoyed it. And the way the CGI and the actual animation is kind of mixed in with each other. It never looks like it's a mixed match.
Yeah, it's always like a smooth transition from one to the other.
Yeah, yeah. And I mean, there's some of it is one of those things where it's like, I can't see how they could pump out a movie in such a short amount of time without using a heavy amount of CGI. So I really like that. And I think that we can agree that the anime purists out there are just plain wrong.
Yeah, well, they're just, I mean, I think they're just taking it too seriously.
I think we could just give them a nice big fuck you right now. Because it was fine.
It looked great.
Fuck you.
Yeah. You chowder heads.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I just like the animation a lot. I thought everything looked really smooth. And are we doing favorite scenes for this one?
Let's talk favorite scene. Yeah, let's see.
My favorite scene is probably the one where, what's his name? Guts. Mm-hmm. It's like it's after the first major fight, and he's just like kind of out in the open, and these dudes with horses come at him.
Oh yeah, yeah.
And he just proceeds to fuck him up.
Oh my god! Yeah, in a great way.
Yeah. I just thought that was cool.
Yeah,
I just thought that was cool.
Yeah, no, I really liked it, and I guess this is like a little Batman thing, but
The director.
Yeah.
Can you say his name? I don't want
to. What is it? It looks like his name is Kubota Toshiyuki. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, his previous work, he's an animator. He's like a pretty consistent animator, I guess. He did segments for the 2008 Batman, the Gotham Knight, and he did 1989's Gundam 0080, War in the Pocket.
War in the Pocket, which was on it was actually on Adult Swim when Adult Swim came out really early on.
Oh, okay, yeah. Well, they probably will still show it sometimes. Now they have this like Death Note Bleach thing going on Saturday nights. Oh, yeah. But like, hopefully, once they get past that, they'll return to more awesome things. Mm-hmm. I fucking hate Death Note.
I've never seen it.
It's stupid.
Nice.
Bleach is okay. Well, Bleach started off as okay, but now it's kind of just like
I was in Japan when I was in Japan, man. They were still showing new episodes. That thing's been going on forever. But that was your favorite scene, I guess, huh? That was actually like the second major fight too.
Yeah, because like the first one, he's all like, oh, he's some punk ass. He's gonna get owned by this dude. But then the second one is just kind of like,
now you know.
Yeah.
And the funny thing is, before he started this series, when you're trying to get introduced to this guy, and I'd be really interested. I'm gonna buy the manga and just
to
read,
see the backstory.
Yeah,
for
the
him.
Backstory for it.
He seems like a kind of complicated, complex character.
That's the whole thing. So. And apparently, this arc that we're watching explores why he became the knight that he is today. So the first 15, you're just introduced to a guy kicking ass.
Okay.
And then Golden Age arc is when you go back and see. He's actually called the Black Knight or the Dark Knight.
Okay. So he's Batman.
He's Batman.
Okay, fair enough.
Yeah, yeah. And when you see him in the first, when he makes his first appearance, he's not in shiny armor. You know, he's kind of like a darker character.
He's like a ragamuffin.
Yeah, yeah.
He has like found armor.
Yeah,
like
yeah.
Goofy looking. Okay.
Yeah. I'd say I really liked the animation a lot, and for an anime. There's a lot of elements in this anime movie that make it so, like, if without the elements that it had elements that I hate, but it's also the elements that are always in anime movies.
Okay. Right. Yeah.
Or just anime films about, like,
Or at least like Japanese, like,
yeah, the
like
Japanese the, animation
when
stuff.
They're going for that kind of style.
Yeah, yeah, and they need it, and it's like it's not a movie without it. It always bothers me like that. But looking back, like, I'll forgive that. That's for my gripe section.
Yeah, okay.
But I really did like, for the most part, the story.
Oh,
and
yeah.
The fact that there are a couple twists and turns that I don't expect.
Yeah.
And I don't think you saw them coming either.
No.
Yeah.
I'm not super majestic and like I don't have premonition skills to know what's going to happen in the movie.
Well,
like
I really
chimichangas.
And like yeah. Yeah, anyway, I'm glad she wasn't here to ruin the movie for us.
He's totally gonna get boned.
The assassination, I know, yeah. Right? The assassination scene.
Oh yeah, that's a great scene.
That
too.
Was a great scene, and that's when I knew, when that shit goes down, you know, you're in for a grittier or just like a, you know, things. Can
it's a
happen.
Different, yeah. It's a different tone of anime.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And I really like the overall tone. I like the character. I like Guts a lot.
Yeah.
Griffith is wait for the bitching section.
Yeah.
But great pacing.
Casca's cool too.
Yeah, yeah. She's no, cool. The characters and they're all different and unique, which I would say I'll give them props to making. Because I feel like all the secondary characters that we've seen in the movie now will always be prevalent.
I hope we get to know that friendly big
dude. The friendly
dude.
Fat dude. Yeah. Yeah. Oh my god, he's like that character in Mulan.
He looks like if you play Guilty Gear, he looks like Potemkin, except like a really friendly Potemkin.
Like Battleship Potemkin.
Is that what his character's name is?
Probably, because he's big and, like, Russian, right?
I don't know if he's Russian.
Potemkin is, like, that movie, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I love that movie.
Yeah.
I was thinking favorite scene. A favorite scene is the assassination scene.
Okay.
A lot of the battles are great. In fact, yeah. I'd say all the battles, especially the scene with the Minotaur, right?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And just, like, the gore.
Yeah, Nosferatu's odd.
Oh,
yeah.
My God. Props to them for getting the violence right.
Yeah.
Yeah, I
that
thought
was
it looked
great.
Sick. Yeah, yeah, it was really good.
Yeah.
Yeah, but, and plus I'm always a big fan.
He's kind of a friendly Minotaur toward the end.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I think, does he run away scared?
No, I think he's just like, I'm going to go now, and I'm leaving you with this warning, because you can't kill me. Are you serious?
Yeah,
you have
yeah,
a sword?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Bitch, I got wings.
It's going to come back in a while. I can't wait for the second one. And the way that the movie ended, I really like the fact that I was kind of like, I got to find the
second
one.
Yeah, it's not quite a cliffhanger,
it's
but...
It's not a cliffhanger.
Yeah.
But I got to find... I got to find one. But I'll just wait until the Blu-ray comes out for this one, I guess, because
yeah.
It's not going to work out.
Yeah.
Until Warner Brothers releases it.
Yeah.
But it's already out in Japan, so if you're in Japan, go watch it.
Yeah. Get to it, son.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But that's what I really liked about the movie.
Okay.
Let's talk gripes. I think our gripes are going to be about the same, but
yeah,
let's hear
I
them.
Really dislike Griffith's character.
Yeah, fuck this guy.
He's such a...
So gay.
Okay, he's... Okay, well, for one, they made it... The animators made him look super, super feminine.
Yeah.
Which is okay, in, like, to a certain extent. Like, I know Final Fantasy did this a lot with Titus, and in, I guess 13. In,
yeah,
in
yeah, yeah.
13-2 or whatever number they're at now.
Yeah.
Like, all of their characters have started to look really, really feminine.
Right.
And, like... to a certain extent, that's fine, but like this dude straight up looks like Celine Dion, with
yeah,
like white, like his white flowy
things.
Hair and shit.
Yeah, man.
Like,
and
his demeanor is very feminine, which is fine. There's nothing wrong with being feminine, but just make him a girl. Don't make him a dude. That's just
yeah. And I get what they're doing with the fact that Guts is so
super
like,
masculine,
yeah. And like rough. And then
here comes
it's kind of like polar opposites of what it's basically like. What a Korean thinks manliness should be like. It's true. It's true. What a
is
Korean
it? Dude,
thinks,
I don't know.
Koreans really like feminine dudes, dude. Yeah.
Is that why K-pop is so
K-pop's really
big?
Popular like that. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
The dudes
right?
like it too?
Yeah, the dudes like it. It's just you got to be like ultra, like it's not so much the fruity, it's so much like the eloquence.
Yeah, yeah.
And like the
being
grace.
Gentle.
Gentle. Yeah. Yeah, and that's I can get what they're doing, but this guy is super duper weird.
It's like,
almost
and his dialogue and his dialogue makes him seem really, really homosexual.
Yeah.
But like
not a bad thing.
Yeah, which isn't a bad thing, but it's just like it's so over the top.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
like just really dumb in the midst of the character he's supposed to be, because he's supposed to be like this legendary swordsman dude. Which is
and
also
he,
weird.
He is a badass swordsman.
He uses a scimitar he uses like a fencing scimitar, but
mm-hmm.
for some reason it's like a sword.
Gigantic, yeah.
Yeah, like, that was weird. I didn't get that.
But yeah, that thing is, I can also understand, like, it's just one of those things where it's like, do you have to make him this way? Because
it's almost like you just want to roll your eyes every time he says anything.
And it's always something where it's like, you know, in a lot of anime or manga, they have these characters where it's like in Japan, if you go to a bookstore, I find myself being stuck in like an aisle sometimes. I'm looking and it's like literally I'm in the gay boy section and it's basically it's always either two really like feminine looking dudes that are like butlers and they're like making out all the time, or like two feminine dudes who like run a coffee shop and they're like working in the back.
That's nothing wrong with that.
It's weird. And they have the same stuff with girls too, but they really have it's a niche thing for, and very popular niche thing in manga, where it's like two very feminine looking dudes. They're just like kind of like so uber elegant that it's just like, wow, what a man.
See, I didn't know that.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, like, Koreans love that too. They do it, but I didn't know it was going to be like, it just seems very odd because of how, like, everything else kind of makes sense. And it almost, like, he's so feminine that it doesn't make sense anymore.
Yeah, it's that way. It doesn't make any sense. And the thing is, like, this world is like ridiculous. Well, the medieval times,
it's like brutal, man.
Ridiculously dirty. It's grimy and it's like bloody. And like the fact,
and this dude is like perfectly, like he looks perfect all the time.
Yeah, and I think that goes back to the fart. Goes back to the part that he really wants. He's gonna ascend to a throne someday. He's majestic already.
Yeah, he wants to be like king bitch.
That's David Bowie's new song.
Yeah. It's David Bowie. David Bowie would like fucking destroy this movie if he was Griffin.
Right. The thing is, this movie is just like, it. Usually things like this don't detract, but this one detracts.
It's just
I don't know so much it detracts so much as it distracts.
It takes you out of the entire, like,
one guy just
world.
Got like disemboweled, and then he's like, "Oh my god, that was such a wonderful battle." Yeah,
it's just like, come on, man, you got to be more serious than that.
Yeah.
Dying out here. Shit.
But that's a big complaint.
Yeah, that was very annoying.
Yeah, that's a big complaint.
Yeah, that was.
I would say all the other characters solid. Griffith, not so much. And you know, there's an anime series.
I also didn't like Charlotte that much, the princess.
I hope she's not in it for too long.
I hope she gets killed.
But it's like, would you count her as like a major part? I mean, towards end.
She's like a figurehead.
Yeah,
she's
like
a figure piece. But it's just kind of like an annoying thing. It's like, come on, man, just be more like up front.
This is
supposed to be kind of like a brutal thing. Don't have these weird interludes where it's like all soft and feminine again. The pacing is just kind of odd. Whenever Griffith shows up, he like jizzes sparkly purple jizz into the awesome badassness of the movie.
Yeah. And it's just really strange. I guess we'll chalk that up to our main complaint because we just hate it so much.
Yeah, it's fucking stupid.
It's a shame though because the movie is so good. With like, to think that if he just didn't say anything,
yeah,
like just be there and look fruity.
Yeah, or keep your mask on.
Yeah, keep your mask on, which makes him look like Char Ensemble from.
He does, and he's never gonna be as cool as Char.
Right. Who is also very feminine.
Yeah, but Char is a fucking badass.
See, that's the whole thing. Like, you can have a feminine badass like that.
That's another thing. Yeah. Griffith doesn't kill anybody. Do you remember him hurting anyone?
The Minotaur.
No, yeah, he injures the Minotaur and he injures Guts. But apart from those two, he doesn't fuck anybody up.
That's true.
Like, especially in the very beginning, in the big fight, he and his like kind of cadre of homies are just like really up on the ramparts watching Guts fuck up.
It's
kind
of one of those things where it's like
they're waiting for
it. Well, yeah, they're waiting for it, and he's probably one of like the again going back to like
Char,
how he wants to be kind of like a royal, right?
Oh, okay,
it's one of those things where he'll watch from afar, but if he needs to get dirty, he can do it. But at the same time, it's just his character, and I'm really interested to see. There's an anime series based on like the first half of the manga volumes, and I would really like to see. I'd like to get our friend's opinion on this too when we talk to him next time in class about how Griffith looked like, how he was portrayed in the anime series, or even in the manga, because in the manga you can kind of construct your own. Version
voice
of,
form
because you have his dialogue and everything. I'm sure he's not like In this movie, you might as well be fucking riding on a unicorn.
Yeah, I'm glad
throwing out candy.
I'm glad you mentioned Char, because I think Char Aznable is what they should have gone with. Like,
yeah,
that type of femininity.
It can be done.
Because, yeah, Char is a feminine dude, but he also, like, destroys worlds.
Yeah, yeah.
And, like, he doesn't... I think the thing that I kind of annoyed me the most is, like, he almost seems... Griffith almost seems out of it in fighting scenes.
Yeah,
like
yeah.
he's not taking it seriously because mm-hmm. he's so like,
woo-hoo.
Yeah, his goals are so high and he's such a fruity character.
Yeah,
like he can't take the fighting seriously.
It's one of those things.
And I'm like, you're supposed to be the leader of this badass troop of guys.
And
like,
maybe
take it more seriously, Dink.
Maybe in the second and third movies, you'll see him kind of be more diabolical, because right now I could see them kind of like setting him up as being like a harmless guy or just a schemer.
Yeah.
And once the shit hits the fan, you're going to realize, man, this guy's a huge asshole.
Yeah.
Right. And you get glimpses of that right in the last 5 minutes of the movie.
Yeah. Cause he's smiling and shit.
Yeah. And he's also talking about like, you know, I don't count any of these people as my friends, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, that was kind of fucked up.
No, I like that part, though, right?
No, I mean, I'm glad he said that. That made him seem less goofy.
Yeah. You get little...
You take
him
more seriously, then.
Yeah, for sure. But do you have a... I mean, other than the scene... Oh, yeah. I think our least favorite scene is when they're blowing the leaf.
That was fucking stupid.
But and then again, I think about every anime I've seen. There's always been one little thing where he's like, oops, like... My popsicle is stuck on my face.
Where
you know?
In Akira is that scene?
I have no idea. But I've seen whenever you have like some sort of like love, like
no, yeah, I know what you mean. Whenever
they're
there's love
break
interest,
the ice,
they have to do something really, really silly.
Yeah, like you've got ice cream on your nose, and they put ice cream on my nose, and then they just smile at each other, like chuckle.
Yeah.
Stupid. That was the one that I hated, just because it was an unneeded scene, and the fact. Well, it's a needed scene when people need to set that up, which is unfortunate because you see that in a lot of anime. But overall, I would say I liked it. And let's get into the top, the 10-point scale, my friend. I'll let you go first.
Okay.
Why would you give it what you give, and would you recommend it?
I would probably give this a week 7
because
I liked it. I thought it was cool,
right?
And I liked the story, but because of Griffith being like forcing his dick into so many parts of the movie, it's like, dude, I'm trying to pay attention to this cool movie.
It's a very pure.
And then
dick.
This guy has to like slap a dick in my face.
But it feels like a feather.
Yeah, it feels like a feather though.
I want to be slapped with it all the time.
Yeah, it's just it just kept taking me out of it because he's so silly and over the top and like. Harmless and I got this golden egg to protect me, but let me overact. Like his character is overacting. Jesus.
It's just one of those things. I think if you're in, what would you give? What would you recommend it? Who would you
recommend it to? Probably if you were just an anime fan, because I don't think non-anime fans would appreciate this that much. Maybe the very beginning, because it's kind of like ultra violent and stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
But like the way it's paced is kind of slower, because it's the first in the trilogy.
Yeah.
And so it's just kind of like introducing you to a lot of the characters and kind of their attitudes and emotions and stuff, and the friendship rivalry thing between Guts and. Griffith. And so like for those reasons, like I don't think it would be the best one for just like a general audience thing, but if you like anime and you apparently this Berserk thing has like a huge following.
Dude, it's actually this is one of the few mangas in the States that it's not like Viz Media or like I don't know any of the other major manga publishers. It's Dark Horse Comics. They own the rights to the whole series
for Berserk.
Yeah.
That's still pretty big.
Yeah, I know, right? Yeah, Dark Horse Comics, but they don't do too many manga. I think that's what I'm trying to say.
I don't think they do any.
Yeah,
I
it's the only manga that I've seen on Dark Horse's website.
That's cool.
Yeah, yeah. So I'm looking forward to getting the first couple volumes. I'm doing that between that and,
20th Century Boys?
Yeah, 20th Century Boys, which is also a killer manga. They also have
I'd rather watch that.
They have a string of like actual live action movies that I'm sure.
I'd rather not watch a live action movie.
Yeah. Oh God. Anyway, I guess it's my turn.
Yeah.
I'm gonna give it a 0.5 higher than you. Mainly because I think I liked it. I liked it, and I think Griffith distracted me a lot. That's the only reason why. I mean, that's why it gets such. It's not low marks from us by any means.
No, it's
but
just it's hard to take the movie seriously because you
like
have such an over the top silly character every like 5 or 6 minutes saying some
shit. Yeah, and the thing is, like, Guts is such a badass, and he's fun to watch because he just wants to smash heads.
Yeah, except toward the end when he's like, oh, shit.
Yeah, which is kind of cool.
That was cool. That added to his character, and it kind of makes, like, obviously the movie's trying to get you to connect with Guts more than anyone else.
Right.
Like, whenever he does that, like, his entire persona kind of just flips. Even at the assassination.
Oh,
the
my first God. That's when I thought he was just going to go nuts.
Yeah.
When I really enjoyed that, too. What a scene when the kid has the hand stretched out, and he has the hand stretched out, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So he can't say anything.
Yeah. His lungs are punctured. Once you poke his lungs.
Yeah. It's hard to breathe.
Hard
to breathe or talk when there's blood filling up.
I'll just vomit up blood. Yeah. What that scene didn't make, and that scene pulled no punches. So
yeah, props
to the animators for making it a very, very like visceral. Big boy movie.
Yeah.
7.5. I like the animation especially.
Yeah. It looked really good.
If you can buy the Blu-ray is pretty fucking cheap. It is like $15 off of Amazon.
Yeah.
And talk about a good scene. Just good scenes in general.
Yeah.
Landscape is pretty. Sometimes when they showed the castle shot of when they're fighting the Minotaur.
Yeah.
I thought that was great. Just like, look at that castle.
Flew out. Yeah. It looks awesome. Minotaur looked good too.
Minotaur looked great.
Yeah.
I liked it. I didn't like it enough to give it an 8. It's like, it's a 7.5 for me, but it's nowhere near an 8.
Yeah.
Like, it has to jump a lot. Mainly Griffith has to be a man.
Yeah. Or just make him feminine. That's fine. Make him gay. That's fine too.
That's fine too.
Make him take shit seriously. I think that's the thing that detracted from the storyline the most. It's like, everyone is like, you know, concerned about this or that. And Casca is super concerned about Griffith whenever he gets hurt, because he gets hurt a couple times.
Yeah.
And like, he's like, I'm okay, guys. No problem.
I think, shit, man. Yeah. And
someone
stuff
just,
like that.
Someone just shot you with a crossbow. You should be pissed off right now.
Poisonous arrow. Yeah. There's, but I think grand battle scenes. I've never seen an anime do battle scenes like this in this fashion before. Like armies charging at each other.
Oh yeah, it was kind of. It reminded me of Lord of the Rings.
Yeah.
I liked it. The very beginning was Return of the King.
For sure. I really enjoyed it. It was an hour and 10 minutes.
Yeah.
I think an hour and 13 minutes tops.
Yeah.
And the preview we got at the end was kind of nice. And I really do like the fact that I know I wanted to watch more.
Yeah.
I don't know about you, but after first one.
I did, because like at the end, you're like, okay, I guess Griffith is going to stop being such a weird.
Yeah. And then Guts is showing more than just one dimension of, like, I've got to be a cold-hearted killing machine.
Yeah.
The relationships between Casca, Guts, and Griffith apparently swap back and forth like a million times for different reasons.
Throughout the entire series,
but a lot in the Golden Age, because this is when the triangle is first formed.
Okay.
Right, because I think that he's going to try to get with the princess.
Yeah.
And then Casca's not going to like that.
Okay.
Yeah, but it's going to be really interesting to see also what's going to happen with the Band of the Hawks, because Guts really isn't... He a lot of people in the Band of the Hawks like Guts, but there are some guys that just don't like him.
They're kind of like fanboys. It's not like a loyalty thing.
But there's some higher-ranking members that just don't like him either.
They think he's kind of a tool.
Yeah. But I really enjoyed... this kind of like the battles and this kind of scene. So
it was solid. Yeah.
It would be a really tough recommendation for anyone who doesn't like anime or Japanese movies. Maybe I'll go for that. I think, but if you like anime, I think you'd like this movie, and fuck whoever says CGI detracted from the movie.
Cause it totally,
cause like, Griffith was the worst part of the movie, not the CGI.
Yeah. Way, way worse than anything else.
Yeah.
The CGI worked really well. I don't. Mm-hmm. It's not even CGI, really. It's just how the movie is animated.
Yeah, the movie, the
There's
CGI
just computer animation
is,
in it
throughout the whole movie.
It's not like you have like 3D flames shoot out of
it's
places.
It's like if it's not the scenery that's helped with the CGI, it's the movement of the characters with the CGI. It's the part is in there for sure.
Yeah.
So
it looks cool.
Yeah. Yeah.
Guts should have killed fucking Griffith when he's punching him.
I know, right? Yeah. That would have been great. Well, you know, you get a lot of that throughout the whole movie, and in the movie, I look forward to the rest of the trilogy.
Yeah, they're
say
supposed
that.
To fight a lot.
And from the reviews I've read in the for the second movie when it dropped in June in Japan, everyone kind of like general consensus is that it's better than the first.
Okay.
Even with the people that hated the first movie, because there are a lot of people that hated the first movie.
Okay, that's weird.
They hate
it. I mean, there's not really a lot to hate.
They hate it.
Other than Griffith.
Yeah, other than Griffith, right?
It's just kind of like a normal
story. They admit it to the second movie being better than the first one. So, I mean, if we liked it, I can't help but think that we're going to like the second one.
Be better,
Yeah. And that's actually an hour and 40 minutes long. And it seems like a big movie about taking a castle. Like, that's the whole movie. Yeah. It looked like The Two Towers to me when I saw it. But yeah.
Awesome. But they probably did do a lot of Lord of the Rings kind of stuff because that's the kind of world it's in.
Yeah, kind of medieval fantasy. Yeah, with the monster and stuff. Which it was interesting to think that they didn't have a lot of monsters. Like, if you have, like, that one monster they fought, you would think there'd be other monsters, like, wrecking havoc. And maybe that's not the way it is. But
he's just the one.
Yeah, well, yeah, I'm sure there's a couple sprinkled in there, but, you know, it's a really interesting world where it's mainly man v. man.
Yeah.
You know, it's all a human thing, human conflict, and I enjoyed it, and I'm glad you liked it.
Yeah,
it's cool. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Pretty solid for an anime flick. Pretty wide solid release, especially in theaters.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, yeah, thanks as always for listening, you guys. We always appreciate your questions, comments. Tell us what you thought about Berserk, whether you liked it or you didn't like it. Maybe convince us that we're retards about the CGI thing and that it really does matter. And you're wrong because it doesn't matter.
Yeah, we fucking stand by our CGI stand because it looks solid. It looks great.
Good. Yeah,
it looks good. Fuck you guys. I get really angry. I'm not going to name the YouTube fucker who I watch.
Indian kid?
The Indian boy. You should be ashamed
creepy
of yourself.
Creepy smile.
Obviously, he has some problems.
Yeah. Maybe you should go back on your lithium, bruh.
Oh.
Thanks as always, the rest of our awesome fans.
Woo!
For listening. And, thanks.
All right. Bye.
Bye.